Offside. Kurdistanska igra z ognjem. Od sredine prejšnjega tedna iranska vojska skupaj z iraškimi šiitskimi milicami bombardira baze in štabe kurdskih milic in strank v iraškem Kurdistanu. Med vikendom so iranska vojska in iraške članice zavezništva, znanega kot Os odpora, raketirale in z droni napadle mesti Erbil in Sulejmanija. Ciljale so mednarodno letališče v Erbilu in štab enote 70 kurdske milice Pešmerga. Predtem je iranska vojska med drugim raketirala bazo demokratične stranke iranskega Kurdistana zunaj mesta Koja in bazo stranke za svobodo Kurdistana v bližini mesta Degala. Gre za iransko-kurdske opozicijske milice z bazami v Iraku. Iranska revolucionarna garda je poročala tudi o obstreljevanju z milicami na meji z Irakom. V petek je iranska vladi iraškega Kurdistana izdala opozorilo, da bo tarča celotna polavtonomna regija, če bodo iransko-kurdske opozicijske skupine udrle v Iran preko iraške meje. Po poročanju ameriške televizije CNN v sredo je ameriška centralna obveščevalna agencija, krajše CIA, začela dodatno oboroževanje iransko-kurdskih opozicijskih skupin baziranih v Iraku. Po informacijah televizije se dogovarjajo o vdoru teh skupin in spopadu z iransko vojsko v zahodnem Iranu. Ameriški predsednik Donald Trump je možnost kopenske invazije v sodelovanju s kurdskimi milicami na to zanikal. Medtem so se v odziv na ameriško-izraelski napad na Iran aktivirale tudi iraške šiitske milice iz Osi odpora. Zavezništvo pa je prejšnji teden začelo napadati ameriške vojaške baze v Iraku. Milica Saraya Avliya al-Dam je po lastnih trditvah prejšnji teden izvedla tudi napad na ameriške položaje v sosednji Jordaniji. Razloge za napade iranske vojske na položaje iransko-kurdskih strank in milic razloži Dužepe Akonča, profesor zgodovine in mednarodnih odnosov na Univerzi v Milanu.
The attacks in Erbil, in the Iraqi Kurdistan coming from Iran are related to the attempt that Iranian authorities are doing to avoid the collapse of the state. So they try to avoid that a proxy war in Iran start. And we have many examples of proxy wars in the region. One of the most important is Syria, where the Kurdish forces have been used by the International Coalition Against the Islamic State, ISIS, in order to fight on the ground. And this was done for years. So the same can happen in Iran, where the Iranian Kurds can be used in order to fight against the Islamic Republic and divide the country. Of course, for the Iranian point of view, this would imply a colonization or a control over the country by the United States.
Kot pojasnjuje Akonča, regionalna vlada iraškega Kurdistana odklanja sodelovanje v vojni z Iranom, posredovanje pa tudi nasplošno nima podpore med iraškimi Kurdi. Interes za vdor v Iran je omejen le na določene iransko-kurdske skupine.
The KRG, so the Iraqi regional government, officially is against this possibility and ruled out. The first lady said we're not weapons on rent, so we don't give our weapons or our military support to everyone, just in order to fulfill the targets of some specific groups. So officially, the Iraqi Kurds are against. Of course, we can go into detail and see the different forces. The KRG is ruled by the Barzani family and the political party that is related to them is officially opposing it. But there are other forces that might be discussing this topic in these days, especially in reference to the support given to Iranian groups that on their hand they made a coalition, the PJAK, PAK, so the PAK, Kamala, Kabat, and PDKI, so the Kurdish-Iranian party, made this coalition And among Kamala, there are different groups. Some made the coalition, others rejected to do so. The idea of this coalition, so even the support that can come from Iraq, is specifically ideological. So they say in the statement that they released that they are interested in democracy, in self-determination. So a certain extent are the same points that are raised by Rojava and the autonomous region of northern Syria, where they discuss about democratic autonomy and all the points that are related to the ideology described in these books by Abdullah Öcalan. Those ideas are secular, so strongly against the Islamic Republic, and that's why they try to find alliances into the other Kurdish communities in the region.
Med razlogi za odklanjanje sodelovanja je tudi začasnost dosedanjih zavezništev med različnimi kurdskimi strankami in združenimi državami. Več sogovornik.
They always agreed that all the alliances with the US have been short-termed. And this is why even now they are discussing about the opportunity to support the demands coming from Washington. Because at the end of the day, they know very well that they could be abandoned to themselves. For example, the Iraqi Kurds did not obtain the full recognition of autonomy, despite the fact that Peshmerga were fighting in the 2003 US-Iraqi war against Saddam Hussein. The same happened in Rojava, where the Iraqi Kurds have been part of the international coalition against ISIS, but on the other hand, they were abandoned to themselves when the US army was withdrawn from Syria and with nowadays al-Shara in power in Damascus. Still, they face a lot of discrimination. Kobani is under siege. The Kurdish main cities, Nasake, are under siege. The Iraqi Kurds by themselves, they are strongly supporting the Turkish authorities' crackdown on all kinds of Kurdish independence, especially against the PKK on the Kandil Mountain in the north of Iraq, because they disagree with the presence of armed groups in the mountains in this part of the country. So they are not different compared to the strategies of the Turkish authorities that are repressing the Kurdish independence. Of course, we have to put this in a context in which there is a peace process going on in Turkey. Abdullah Öcalan is discussing about the possibility of having an amnesty and the release of the PKK supporters, as well as the banning of the activity of the party, the dismantlement of the weapons carried out by the party. This should be in mind, because in this way we understand why as well the Syrian Kurds and the Iranian Kurds are looking towards this peace process in order to understand which will be their path forwards in the next few years.
Poleg iransko-kurdskih opozicijskih skupin imajo svoje začučišče v iraškem Kurdistanu tudi kurdski borci iz sosednjih Sirije in Turčije. To je mogoče zaradi relativno avtonomnega kurdskega nadzora nad regijo. Toda baziranost kurdskih uporniških skupin na severu Iraka je vse bolj stvar dediščine preteklosti, saj jim regionalna vlada pod vodstvom premijeja Mesrurija Barzanija podporo umika, pojasnjuje Konča.
The political party related to the Barzani family is a right-wing liberal political party, especially because of the how rich is this region. The other parties, so the one of Talabani and the other Boran and others groups, are more leftist, especially in Sulaymaniyah are located, compared to Erbil that is more related to the Barzani family. This idea of fighting against the Islamic State gave to the Iraqi Kurds a strong relevance after 2015 and in this period of time. But at the end of the day, they abandoned the idea to support the Rojava project, and in general terms, they have been integrated into the sectarian system that emerged after the end of the Ba'ath regime and Saddam Hussein. So the Kurds are part of the Muhasasa system, that is a tribal etatism with a division of power between the president, the prime minister, and the speaker of the parliament in Iraq. That is an extra constitutional agreement that gives to the Kurds the presidency of the republic. This doesn't mean that they have strong power, because the president of the republic in Iraq is not very powerful. But on the other hand, this gives them some relevance, some independence, as I mentioned. So this is in a nutshell the role of Kurdish forces in northern Iraq.
Pripravljanje invazije s pomočjo kurdskih milic, baziranih v Iraku, Trump, kot rečeno, zanika. Baba Sheikh Hoseini, generalni sekretar borbene organizacije iranskega Kurdistana, in Halil Nadiri iz stranke za svobodo Kurdistana pa sta potrdila stik z ameriško vlado in dejala, da sta njuni milici pripravljeni sodelovati pri invaziji v Iran, vendar konkretni načrti še ne obstajajo. Iransko-kurdske milice bi, glede na poročanje ameriških medijev, po vdoru organizirale vstajo iranskih Kurdov, zaposlenost vojske v Kurdistanu pa bi spodbudila in omogočila monarhistično vstajo v središču Irana. Na to računajo zaradi močne vloge Kurdov v decembrskih in januarskih protivladnih protestih v Iranu. Več o potencialni podpori kurdskim milicam v zahodnem Iranu in možnih posledicah od udora pove Akonča.
If you go and you look at the recent protest, 28th of December started against the rising prices again. The Kurdish groups had a strong role into this protest. They were motivating mobilizations in Kurdish villages in the north of the country. But your question is about the relevance of this group as at a national level. Of course, the answer is very similar to Syria. They are very important in the places, in the towns, in the provinces where there is a Kurdish majority, but they are perceived as occupiers in the places where the majority is done by the Persian, in the case of Iran, or by Arabs, in the case of Syria. So if a Kurdish fighter from Sanandaj or from Kermanshah go to another neighboring city, let's say Kashan or Yazd, they would be perceived as a kind of supporting a foreign influence towards this city, especially if they are backed by the US, especially if they get guns from Iraq. Not only that, another point that is strongly possible is that if some Iraqi groups from Iraq go to Iran in supporting those groups, this would determine sectarian clashes in Iraq, because of course the Shia community would disagree with this kind of approach, and this would bring sectarian clashes between the Kurds and the Shia. The same can happen in Iranian provinces, with the sectarian clashes can be between the Iranian Kurds and the Shia Kurds. So it is very problematic to address this issue in these terms. Even the United States officially went back on this possibility of supporting the Kurds, because this means to dismantle the Iranian state as we know it.
Kot omenjeno uvodoma, so se iranskim napadom na ameriške in kurdske položaje v Iraku pridružile iranske oborožene skupine v zavezništvu z Iranom. Njihovo vlogo v protinapadu predstavi sogovorec.
On the axis of resistance in Iraq, those are militias controlled by Iran. They've been fighting against the presence of the US in the country. There have been several attacks to US bases coming from those militias. Of course, they were much stronger before, when there was Qassem Soleimani as a leader of the Al-Quds brigades that had his headquarters in Baghdad. So that's why often the US say that Iran had a strong role of the region and was taking advantage of this position, because the Al-Quds brigades had a kind of longamanos over the control on Iraq. So those militias are strong. That's why when there has been the attack on February 28 coming from Israel and the US, the Iranian strategy was twofold. On the one hand, to bring chaos in the region and attack the Gulf countries, especially Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Qatar, Jordan. And on the other hand, as well, there have been attacks that are still unclear in Azerbaijan and Turkey. And on the other hand, was to activate the Shia militias. We have this image of Baghdad with a blackout that was clearly achieved through the control that Iran has within Shia groups in Iraq, like Hezbollah, like groups that are active in the country. Of course, this is the way in which which Iranian act, so to activate a network that is very well spread all over the Middle East in order to bring again chaos, not only in the Gulf countries, but as well in other countries like Syria and Iraq.
Kot pojasnjuje Akonča, bi kopenska invazija v Iran preko iraške meje v sodelovanju s kurdskimi milicami lahko povzročila državljansko vojno med njimi in skupinami vsi odpora v Iraku.
In order to understand the sectarian clashes, of course, you can look at Iraq and see how this will affect the political landscape, but it's much more clear in Lebanon, where the Christian and the Sunni completely abandoned Hezbollah to themselves and marginalized it. And even if they stand Russia with a xenophobic approach towards the people that are ethnic cleansed in south of Lebanon. Of course, in long term, the same can happen in other countries like Iraq. If the Shia minority or the community go back to marginalization in the country that had when Saddam Hussein and the Sunni were ruling the country. That's why this war is very problematic, because it brings back other issues like the stability of Iraq that still is problematic, that is still is controversial, that still give a lot of relevance to tribal etatism and to communities and to sectarianism. That is can be a secondary effect of this war that can spread in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Lebanon, and all Arab neighboring countries.
Imperialistična igra z ognjem v iraškem in iranskem Kurdistanu zaradi oslabitve drugih bližnjevzhodnih držav na koncu najbolj koristi Izraelu.
Ali komunizem ali barbarstvo.